Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 4 through 7. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. Simon Peter had been a fisherman when he first met Jesus on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Following an unproductive night, Simon's crew was calling it quits for the day when Jesus convinced him to throw his net overboard one more time. When Simon's boat began to sink from the weight of so many fish caught in the net, the veteran fisherman knew it was a miracle. All he could see at that moment was how unworthy he was to be in the presence of this holy man. He fell at Jesus' feet and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Fast forward a few years. Simon Peter had many opportunities to learn from Jesus, and he witnessed even greater miracles than that earlier one. More importantly, he and the other disciples had seen for themselves how their teacher Jesus allowed himself to be crucified on a cross as a sacrifice to make them right with God. And what's more, he had come back to life. A short time later, Jesus once again caught the disciples off guard with a miraculous catch of fish. This time, however, Peter's reaction was completely different. Rather than pleading for Jesus to leave him, he jumped overboard, swimming to shore in his eagerness to see his risen Savior. Jesus' resurrection corrects our spiritual vision better than any lenses could do for our physical eyesight. We now know that we have been reconciled with God. Rather than avoiding Jesus out of fear of punishment, we are moved to pursue our Savior in joy. Oh, the sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.